by that time, yeah, and that's using a lot of techniques that Don Reno might have
really,
been using
yeah.
at the time.
And
yeah.
that comes from guitar.
Yeah.
Too, playing too.
Yeah. You've told me that rock and roll, early rock and roll, has been a really big influence on the development of your style.
Yeah, well, I listen to it, and I still do. That's the only good kind you can hear anymore. But anyway, I adapted a lot of licks over from saxophone, piano, electric guitar, blues licks.
Pedal steel.
Pedal steel, yeah. And a lot of things like that. Just here and there, hearing notes or certain little bends that they do.
Yeah.
That you can adapt over.
Right.
And certain styles or certain types of songs.
Right. Was there a point, and maybe this came early in your career, where I know a lot of folks when they're learning, you want to do everything just like Earl.
Oh yes.
But then, for a lot of players, they reach a point where they find their own voice. I guess is a good way to say it. Do you remember when that occurred?
Of course, Jimmy was a big help in that factor. You made me realize that you can't play like someone else unless you're in that same spot. And to play with Jimmy, the Scruggs' actual timing did not fit. Mm-hmm. There's some things that would be close, but basically it doesn't fit. It's a different type of timing techniques with Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I learned that pretty quick. And even I got to where, you know, I could hear that, and then with his help. And then, of course, now, you know, I can play either way, because once you get to a certain point, you know, it becomes second nature. I mean, you're just able to hear different types of timing.
Right, right. One of the most memorable breaks you recorded with Jimmy, and I've heard you play this in concert down through the years, is Honey, You Don't Know My Mind?
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
Could you play that for us?
Maybe. Let's see.